This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talk and text line. We have on with us Zach Nagy, who covers for Sports Illustrated, the LSU Fighting Tigers. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Zach, it's been a lot of talk about the trenches up front, offensive, defensive line play. Kind of give us a rundown on what's happening on that end from what you've seen.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys for having me back on this week. And starting on the offensive side of the ball, today we got to see kind of a different rotation emerging with that group. We kind of saw Garrett Dellinger slip over to center, and then we saw DJ Chester slide over to guard. So there's a little bit of change right there. So from left to right, we have Will Campbell, DJ Chester, Garrett Dellinger, and then you keep going over there, you got Miles Frazier and Emery Jones. And that's something that they're kind of testing the waters with, is what I've noticed today. And for that, that's just them seeing a little bit of freshman hiccups from DJ Chester. But for the most part, I think you're going to see that original offensive line go into week one against USC. But it was something to kind of take away from today's practice on Monday. But flip-flopping over to the other side of the ball, it's still kind of, you know, Gio Paez, Jacoby and Guillory, both those guys are your first-team players. And you're starting to see Dominic McKinley kind of get out of his shell, is what I've noticed. He's getting a little bit more reps, getting a little bit more comfortable, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the two-deep depth chart in the coming weeks. He's a guy who's starting to emerge, and he's getting really comfortable with Bo Davis. And another guy that's really taken me by surprise is Shaun Washington. This is a guy who's won several one-on-ones, and he's been sitting in that two-deep lineup for the entire fall camp right now. So I'd like to see him continue emerging and taking that next step. But, yeah, man, the trenches are starting to get locked down, and rotations are emerging as we're entering week three of fall camp.
Washington, is he playing on the nose or defensive end?
He's playing on the nose. He's an interior defensive lineman, and he's a JUCO transfer, New Orleans native. He went to Warren Easton. So this is a guy who has a lot of Louisiana ties, and now he's in Baton Rouge ready to get things going. So I'm really excited.
Now, Zach, you know, you have different periods, and what everyone can witness, you got individual drills, then you have pass skeleton, 7-on-7, whatever. Then you have team drills, 11-on-11. And obviously, if LSU is going to go anywhere and have a chance to win double digits and get into the postseason, you know, you have to say at least we got to win 10 games or more. And so the defense has to be better. Now, my understanding, different things that I've read, is that the defense has been able to hang kind of with the offense and in different, you know, team drills, 11-on-11. Now, I always say this, no matter what level, that individual drills, if I'm a quarterback and I'm doing one-on-one or pass skeleton and there's no rush, hell yeah, I should win. And then the receivers know where they're going versus DB. So when you look at, like, when you could be disruptive with the different stunts or pass rush, So are you optimistic maybe? Because my understanding that the defense has been able to hang as a unit, not necessarily skilled more individually when you're going like a DB against a receiver, but as far as with Coach Baker, what he's going to bring to the table, that I think LSU's defense, that they're going to go anywhere, that's going to be the key. And if they can come together and have that continuity, that'll be crucial. But it also it helps your confidence because, you know, LSU has the weapons, and that could go a long way, just being able to have success as a whole unit.
Yeah, Bobby, for sure. I've seen a lot of continuity within this group over the last week or so, specifically on Saturday and then Monday today. I've really been excited by seeing Ashton Stamp start to emerge. That's a guy who I talked last week about with you guys, and I've been really excited to see him shine. And we've also seen other guys kind of emerge, like J.K. Johnson with the second team, P.J. Woodland, and that's just specifically at the cornerback position. But all in all, looking at Blake Baker's scheme, we've seen a lot of different packages going on. We saw a dime package today that threw Jair Brown in with the first team. You went with a 3-2, I believe it was a 3-2-6 with six DBs. And it was really nice to see a lot of guys get a lot of reps, move on from there. But for me, just seeing Blake Baker throw out a bunch of different packages and the rest of these guys get comfortable within the scheme is really impressive. And look, I'm intrigued, to say the least, with the defensive unit. Yes, they've been holding their own. Yes, they've looked the part, but it's all about consistency, and that's something that Brian Kelly and this entire coaching staff has instilled in this program. It's about consistency. We saw them shine on Saturday during 11-on-11. They limited Garrett Nussmeier and the receivers to a high degree. They carried it into Monday during an 11-on-11 work as well. So we need to see if they can piece together another solid stretch on Tuesday and Wednesday and continue going from there. But you said it best. Am I optimistic? Yes, I certainly am. I like what I've seen so far from this group. Obviously, it's a small sample size, and nothing really kind of quote-unquote matters until we get to the bright lights in Las Vegas against USC. But for me, I'm certainly optimistic with this group so far, and it's just about carrying it into the next day and staying consistent. That's been the message within the program, and now it's time to see if they can kind of, you know, live up to it and continue moving on into Tuesday and Wednesday.
Zach, one of the guys, and sometimes, man, you knew a young player doesn't click right away. But, man, where I live at, I saw him play a lot. Kalaje Cobbins from Destrehan. Kind of explain to everybody what position Cobbins is going to play at LSU. Man, he was a guy. Zach, you talk about a guy that can run and get up the field and be disruptive in the backfield. Kalaje could do that a lot. And maybe we didn't hear his name a lot early on in the practices, but I think he's a guy, as a true freshman, you're going to see play.
Yeah, Mike, I'm really glad you brought him up because he's a guy who certainly flashed over the last handful of practices. And whether it's in one-on-ones or team drills, he's been really, really shining. Obviously, he's got some guys that he needs to work past, whether it's Braden Swinson, who's now back in the mix. You have Savion Jones, who's had a stellar camp. Deshaun Womack, other guys like that. There's a lot of guys that he has to pass up on the depth chart to get on the field. But for me, I've been really excited at the upside that he provides this team. He's a guy who's starting to hit his stride. And like you said, he didn't really emerge early. Now we're starting to see him get more comfortable, get his feet wet, work with Kevin Peoples, the edge coach, and continue working from there. But to your question, kind of talking about the position that he's going to play a defensive end, and I could see him working as a jack linebacker within the scheme. He's a guy who can get quick, just get off the ball super quick. He's speedy, he's twitchy, and he's looked the part so far. During one-on-ones with the offensive lineman, he's holding his own. And look, he's a true freshman. This is a guy who is going to take time to adapt to SEC competition, especially going up against an offensive line that's so seasoned with guys like Emory Jones, Will Campbell, Garrett Dellinger. There's going to be guys that he's going to go up against in one-on-ones that's just going to continue to make him better. But whether he sees the field this season or not, this is a guy who has tremendous upside for the program. And a lot of the guys within the program, staffers, are really excited about what he provides. And to what you said, yeah, a Louisiana native. He bleeds purple and gold. This is a guy who wants to be here. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see where he goes from here. And he's had a stellar last 3 to 4 days. And, again, it's all about consistency with this program. Can Cobbins continue to emerge? Can he continue to take that next step? And we'll see either tomorrow or Wednesday if he can continue to do that. But I'm really glad you brought him up because that's a guy who's been making really good strides in the right direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Well, and when you think about it, and who's going to have an impact, and before you know it, September the 1st is going to be here in Las Vegas against USC, so a lot of times the fans are intrigued who can really turn it on. Like, what potential impact freshman that you've witnessed maybe giving an offensive defensive player? And then I want you to comment, if that being the case, if you will have an opportunity, Dominique McKinley, defensive tackle, the freshman, who's the highest rated recruit in the 2024 class, what is the nation's number 14 overall player, if I understand, by 24/7. So just talk about maybe an impact that, well, that does, you know, because everyone knows Harold Perkins and the immediate impact he had. Who's maybe someone that you think might catch our attention when they hit Las Vegas?
And on the offensive side, Jelani Watkins.
Yeah, I'll hit on all those, and especially on the defensive side of the ball, Bobby. For me, I'm looking at, obviously, Dominique McKinley, five-star true freshman. He's a guy who has the chance to make an impact. They're going to continue easing him into the rotation. He was a guy who wasn't quite in the two deep so far, and he's starting to see more and more snaps as fall camp goes on. So they're willing to let him develop. They're willing to let him get his feet wet. And now it's just continuing to take the steps in the right direction, kind of like what I was alluding to with Kaleji Cobbins. But when I look at Dominique McKinley, this is a guy who I expect to see on the field come SEC play. But it's just all about continuing to develop, hit his stride, and we could certainly see some snaps from USC. They're going to want to see him touch the field at some point. Why not throw him in the fire then? But kind of for me, if I'm highlighting on the defensive side of the ball freshman that I really want to see, it's going to be P.J. Woodland, true freshman cornerback out of Mississippi. This is a guy who played 6A football. He's phenomenal. He's competitive, and he just looks the part. And I've used that term a couple of times, just saying that term, looks the part. He looks like he belongs out there. He needs to put on a couple of more pounds, of course, but that's going to come naturally in the LSU strength and conditioning program. But this is a guy who's, you know, his technique looks phenomenal. He's moving around. He's moving his head. His hip flexibility is impressive. He's a guy who looks like an SEC cornerback. It's just about piecing it together time and time again. And again, I'll use the word again, and I'm sure everybody's going to get tired of me saying it, but it's about consistency. P.J. Woodland is a guy who's going to have to find consistency. It's going to be his best friend. And we've seen that from Ashton Stamps at the cornerback position, but it's going to be something that we need to see from P.J. in order to be an impactful true freshman. But I firmly believe that he'll see the field this season and be impactful in some way, shape, or another. And then another guy in the secondary on defense is Deshaun Spears. Guys, I talked about it last week. He continues to thrive. He continues to take steps in the right direction. I've been very impressed with Deshaun Spears. So if I'm looking at three guys who I want to see touch the field as true freshmen in 2024 on defense, it's certainly Dominique McKinley, P.J. Woodland, and Deshaun Spears. Those are three guys that I think a lot of LSU fans should get to know now, because if they don't make an instant impact right now, they sure as heck will in the long haul. And then, Mike, you kind of talked about Jelani Watkins. This is a player who's just a speedster, pure speedster. He's like a lightning bolt. You put him in the screen pass, he's going to turn it upfield for at least 20, 25 yards. You put him on the punt return, he's going to catch the ball and turn it upfield. We've seen him take a lot of impactful snaps in other spots, whether it's as a punt returner, kick returner, or wide receiver. He's kind of a jack of all trades, a Swiss Army knife. And I've been really impressed with him, and a lot of the guys within the LSU program are too. So that's a guy to certainly keep tabs on, because he's got a lot of upside. And I think they're going to be ready to put him on the field sooner rather than later.
Zach, a little bit about, they got a commitment today, defensive lineman Dylan Battle. He was the guy, Bo Davis, very familiar with the Texas high school area. A little bit of background on Battle, who it would seem to me, the way he's built, that you know, you're going to have a choice here. Does he get a little bit bigger? Does he kick inside? Or does he become an outside player for LSU at that defensive end position?
You can certainly look at him as a tweener. But for me, I think his bread and butter is going to be at the interior defensive line position. He's 6'3", 300 pounds, and he's playing against some rigorous competition out in Texas. And like you said, Bo Davis is familiar with those Texas high schools. It's where he, you know, kind of got it going last year, and he's kind of starting to get these guys on his big board and bringing them to Baton Rouge, moving from there. He came to campus for an official visit in June, and LSU kind of knocked it out of the park. This was a guy who was trending LSU's way all throughout June, all throughout July, and it seemingly felt like he was kind of falling off. It kind of seemed like LSU was taking their foot off of the gas, and the next thing you know, come today, he popped to LSU, and this is a guy who they ultimately wanted in their 2025 class, and you're starting to see that scholarship limit increase now to 105, and this could be a guy that they see as a developmental piece long-term. He had interest from a lot of schools, but ultimately LSU kind of put their foot on the gas at the last second over the weekend and into today and got him into that star-studded 2025 class. So I think he's going to kind of be a – I guess his bread and butter for me would be at the interior defensive line position. But like you said, put on a little bit more size, put on a little bit more muscle and work from there. But this is a guy who Bo Davis wanted in that class, and he's starting to really hit the recruiting trail with force. This is his third defensive tackle commitment in that 2025 class, and we could certainly see one more pop before August ends.
You know, Zach, when the schedule came out, and now the season's here, and, you know, my dad always had, he graduated in 1961, always had season tickets to LSU home games. You know, I remember throwing oranges at Eric Parsegan in Notre Dame, you know, and then had the East Baton Rouge cops throwing oranges with us at the bench. So, I mean, I had great memories in Tiger Stadium. But when I talk about, like, a home schedule, I don't know if it's ever been better than this. I know you've been in that number, and I would challenge any LSU fan. Now, when you look and see, like, names that you're familiar with, who they're playing at, and especially they're playing – the school on the Bayou to kick off the home schedule against Nicholls State after USC, September the 7th. But then comes September 21st, you have UCLA, now South Alabama. I would say that's like a Vanderbilt-type game. But when I look at coming to Tiger Stadium, UCLA, Ole Miss, Alabama, Oklahoma, I don't know if I've ever witnessed a home schedule like that coming to Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, for me, I look at that schedule, and I think, in a way, it's favorable in LSU's way. I'm cautiously optimistic about looking at the overall record moving on. But, look, Baton Rouge and Tiger Stadium is going to be absolutely popping this year. You're going to be seeing a lot of big-time games, like you alluded to, whether it's Ole Miss, Bama, Oklahoma come to town, UCLA. It's very favorable in that way because, look, you've been to games. Mike, you've been to games. Everybody's been to Tiger Stadium and checked it out. And it's hard being an away team in that stadium. And for me, it's very favorable. There's your away games, of course, like Texas A&M, Florida. Those are challenging games. Obviously, week one in Vegas at USC. Yes, it's a neutral site venue, but you're going to see a lot of those West Coast fans making the drive down to Vegas. But for me, Bobby, when I'm looking at the schedule as a whole, I'm cautiously optimistic. It's a very favorable schedule for them, just because those big primetime games are going to be in Tiger Stadium and they're all going to be night games. It's going to be really exciting this season. So when I'm looking at the games, I'm circling Ole Miss as the biggie for me. That's going to be one that has a lot of hype going into it. Everybody wants to talk about Bama, of course, as they should. But for me, it's Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin and company knocked it out of the park in the transfer portal. And I think that team's going to be very, very highly regarded going into the season, of course, as they should be. But when we get down to the nitty gritty, I think that's one that I'm looking forward to. And Tiger Stadium's going to be rocking for that one, so I'm really excited.
Zach, I'm not sure USC is going to have home field advantage when LSU plays USC in Vegas. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that it might be a 50-50 slot, but, man, they got a lot of folks I know that are headed to Vegas kind of like spring break a little bit early on that deal.
Well, we all know that.
Well, especially to Vegas. Well, yeah, okay, who doesn't want to go there?
No, it's
who
the
doesn't want to go
well,
there?
Well, it's the Labor Day break. You know, before you go back to the fall, you know, you got Memorial Day, then you have the summer, then you got Labor Day. Okay, no, that's where, yeah, the one last hurrah. You know, let's go to Vegas.
Zach, thanks so much.
I've already talked to people that are going to be at Mandalay Bay getting ready for that game that weekend. Labor Day weekend is going to be, that's going to be something special. You're going to see a lot of people out there. So, yeah, Mike, what you're saying might have jumped the gun there by saying it's Western.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'll put it to you this way. Alcohol sales are going to be up in Vegas that weekend. That I can guarantee you. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Appreciate it, buddy.
I appreciate it, you guys. You have a good night.
Zach Nagy, who covers the LSU Fighting Tigers for Sports Illustrated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.